Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Average Joe. This is Average Joe. I don't know much about anything, but I know a little bit about a lot of things. Wow, today, if you live in North America or well, really anywhere in North America, you're probably aware of what's been going on down on the southeast coast in North and South Carolina and Virginia, Florence, the hurricane. And, you know, that's all that's been talked about in the news, but it's probably one of the worst storms that we've had in a long, long time. I do live in North Carolina, and I'm actually about 200 miles inland from the coast. But it has still brought to us a lot of rain and flooding, and really we just started to see the effects of that today. Oddly enough, today's subject is water. We can't live without it. But water is one of those things that if you don't have any, you're in trouble. But if you have too much, you're also in trouble. Water can be dangerous, and that's what we're seeing. I, in our particular situation, we've been very blessed through this storm. We haven't had any power failures, for one thing. That's been a blessing because I know a lot of people have lost power for hours at the time or maybe even days. And I know I've got friends that live down on the coast, and we've talked to some of them, and I know that they've had flooding and lost power. Some of them are stranded. Bridges are out. There's been dams that have been compromised, and lakes down in Boiling Springs, a lake was actually drained because the dam gave way, was compromised. And they are just there's a lot of suffering going on right now, and we hope the best for everyone. I don't know what the death toll is. I know there have been some people that have died, but I don't know what that number is. Call me, 914-219-0884. That's 914-219-0884. If you just want to comment, you can email me at averagejoe@carolina.rr.com, and the Joe has no E on the end of it. So that's averagejoe@carolina.rr.com. So anyway, we are going to talk about water today, but you know, it when I first kind of, I guess, inspired to talk about water, actually one of our regular listeners, a good friend of mine named Jim, he always kind of gives me some feedback about our shows. And last week, you know, we did a show about food. And one thing that you know, Jim gives me, you know, kind of a feedback and some suggestions, and I really, you know, take his opinion to heart. And he was just talking about, he said, maybe we should do a show about water. And so really, before I knew all this was going to happen with the hurricane, we had already kind of made a decision to do the show about water. And really one thing that, let me qualify that. We did know the hurricane was coming. We just didn't know that it was going to be, or we're hoping it wasn't going to be as bad as it was or is. The thing that really got me thinking about it, you know, Jim made the suggestion on doing the water. He was actually talking about fresh water and how that it's a crisis in some parts of the world, even here in the United States. Fresh water in California, for example, is going to be a problem, or already is a problem, especially in agriculture. They're hurting for water out there. South Africa, you know, they're about to run out of water. In India, they are going to run out of water in just a few years. I mean, you think about all the people in such a small amount of area. I mean, I know India and South Africa are not small places, but there's a bunch of people there. and you got to have a lot of water. But anyway, what got me, I'm getting sidetracked, what kind of tilted the scale for me was when we started talking about the storm. It's kind of like when it snows here in the South, everybody goes crazy and runs out and buys milk and eggs and bread. And, you know, I always kind of made the joke that I guess everybody's going to make French toast because that's what you need to make French toast. If you go out and buy, you know, eggs and milk in the summertime, I'm not sure what you're going to do with the milk if the power goes out. Hopefully you got a lot of ice and the eggs too. But people have really gone crazy about going out and buying bottled water when, you know, like in any time of storm, because of the risk of losing power or losing their water. And, you know, I'm on the county water system, so I don't get my water from a well. So every time that we've ever had a storm, whether it was a winter storm and we lost power, or if it was a wind storm or any kind of power loss situation, we still have water. The place that I lived before I moved to where I am now, we actually had a hot water heater. And so even when we didn't have power, we could still take a hot shower, which was really nice. The downside of having gas is it's expensive. But there is an advantage to it when you lose power. So I kind of like, you know, I get it, you know, for people that are on wells and they can't get, then they could lose their power that they need to have drinking water. But, you know, one thing you could do when you do have power, and I know this is not real, well, anyway, when you do have power and you know the storm's coming, go ahead and fill up some jugs with tap water. You know, I grew up drinking, there was no such thing as bottled water unless it was like Perrier or something like that. But if you'd have told me when I was a kid that people would pay for drinking water like they do now, I would have thought you were crazy. But, you know, it's a big thing. People don't drink tap water anymore. Now, I know that, you know, some tap water's not, there's a lot of debate over, you know, if the ingredients are, you know, purity of the tap water. But, you know, most, like our fridge, for example, has a filtering system the water goes through. And so I drink out of that all the time, and it filters the water, and it tastes, you know, it takes chlorine out, and it tastes just fine. Now, we do buy some bottled water too, but I use that. If you want to call and talk to me, the number is 914-219-0884. Feel free to call me. If you just want to call and talk about, you know, the storm, if your particular situation, you know, feel free to do that. You know, we can talk about that too. But first, let's talk about, you know, like I said, if you got too much water, it's a bad thing. But if you don't have any fresh water, that can be a bad thing too. Regarding what Jim had brought up about water scarcity, as they call it, which is a lack of sufficient available water resources to meet the demands of water usage within a region. It already affects every continent, and I'm getting this information from a website that I found about water. It was actually water.usgs.gov. Water scarcity already affects every continent, and around 2.8 billion people around the world, at least 1 month out of every year, have no fresh water. More than 1.2 billion people lack access to clean drinking water. That's incredible. Water scarcity involves water stress, water shortage, or deficits in water crisis. So water crisis is a situation where the available, potable, unpolluted water within a region is less than that region's demand. Water scarcity is being driven by two converging phenomena. This is really interesting. Growing freshwater use and depletion of usable freshwater resources. Water scarcity can be a result of two mechanisms: physical or absolute water scarcity and economic water scarcity. And the difference there is where physical water scarcity is a result of inadequate natural water resources to supply a region's demand, and economic water scarcity is a result of poor management of the sufficient available water resources. So, you know, they may have a good source, or at least a source of water, but whoever's managing it is not doing a very good job, and you have the same problem. You know, if you waste water, I'm not a big tree hugger, but I believe we do need to take care of our resources and not take them for granted. According to the United Nations Development Program, the latter of those two, talking about the economic demand or the economic scarcity, is found more often to be the cause of countries or regions experiencing water scarcity, as most countries or regions have enough water to meet household, industrial, agriculture, and environmental needs, but lack the means to provide it in an accessible manner. The reduction of water scarcity is a goal of many countries and governments, and the UN recognizes the importance of reducing the number of people without sustainable access to clean water and sanitation. So it's a big problem worldwide. Here in North America, we're pretty lucky. Overall, there's water available in this particular region here in Stanley County. I mean, we've had some droughts, and we were supposed to, especially in the city, like in Charlotte, you weren't supposed to water your lawn or wash your car, you know, with your city water. But, you know, water is important. I mean, it's like there's air, food, and water. If you don't have any one of those three, you're in trouble. But water would definitely be the second behind air that you're going to die if you don't have it. So regarding the human body, now, again, the call-in number, I know I'm just talking here, but then again, it is a talk show, and it is my show, so I can talk. But 914-219-0884. I'd love to hear from you. I can rap all day, but I've only got 30 minutes. But I'm love to hear from you and have a conversation about any of this. You can call and talk about the water scarcity issue, or if you want to talk about the situation with the storm, that's fine. You know, we'll talk about it. The human body, excuse me, a male is about 60% water. Females are about 55%. What does water do for a human body? Well, it's needed by the brain to manufacture hormones and neurotransmitters. So your brain needs water for that. Your saliva, you know, which is for digestion. It keeps your mucosal membranes moist. Snot. It regulates body temperature, you know, by sweating and respiration. It allows body cells to grow, reproduce, and survive. It acts as a shock absorber for your brain and spinal cord. It flushes body waste through your urine. It converts food to components needed for survival, ergo digestion. It lubricates your joints. It's a major component of most body parts. You know, like I said, 60% of you is water anyway. I guess that's why when they cremate people, it's, you know, it just takes a little box to put you in because, you know, most of it's gone, evaporates. And then, of course, it helps deliver oxygen all over the body. And, you know, when you drink water, I mean, water's H2O, so oxygen is a big part of that in water. So you get oxygen from water, even though you don't breathe water, it's still you're putting oxygen in your body when you drink water. Call me, 914-219-0884, 914-219-0884. Water, water is such a, I mean, it covers most of the planet. I don't know exactly what the percentage is. That's something I didn't really research, and I know that's fairly common knowledge, but just off the cuff, I don't remember what that percentage is. So, you know, we play in the water. I mean, we use water to wash things, you know, our clothes and our vehicles and, you know, anything that needs to be cleaned, you use water. Not only, you know, is it important to the human body, it's important to every other living organism. I mean, if it whether you're it's a plant or an animal, you know, or the, it's a fish, of course, they swim in it. whether it's mammals, whether it's reptiles, insects, whatever, it's important. It looks like we got a caller. I'm gonna pick up this caller and see who we got here. All right, hello caller. This is Average Joe.
Average Joe, it's JR. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, JR. I'm good. How about you?
Thanks.
You staying dry? And
I am. Well, I'm not staying dry, but I'm staying safe. And you know, great show. Thank you for taking my call. Love tonight's topic. How fitting, but, you know, water on my front yard's flooded, my backyard's flooded, my side yards are flooded. We're just flooded here in Stanley County,
yeah,
as you know.
Yeah. Yeah, JR's locals, for y'all, for those of you that don't know or heard JR call in. JR, we've been pretty lucky. We live up on a hill, and we haven't had any flooding problems per se, but then, you know, we haven't escaped completely because we actually had some water start running in the basement this afternoon.
Ooh.
Which is kind of my fault because we don't have any gutters on the house right now. And
yep.
So we'll be taking care of that right away after this storm is over.
I hear you, ma'am. I hear you. Well, if you need some help, let me know. But getting back to your conversation there, water is very important for the body to function. And without it, we wouldn't function, that's for sure. And I appreciate you did your research because you said some things that I didn't even know, and I know a little bit about water, but obviously I didn't know everything you quoted tonight.
Oh, well, give me an example. What was something that you didn't know?
As far as the joints for your body,
yeah,
and sending the neurons to the brains, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well,
did
I mean,
know
I didn't
that.
Know either till I did the research.
Yeah, no, it's just good stuff, man. Good stuff. Good to know.
Well, that's the wonders of the internet. You know, you can find anything on the internet. You know, I can just make everybody think I'm a real smart guy. Anyway, so you guys, so far as the storm goes, I believe you have some rental property down at the beach. How did that go? Is it in good order, or have you got problems down there?
No, we're going to have problems down there just because the brunt of it, where it came on shore is we were right in a direct path. I don't know when I can get down there. We had some friends come up from not Jacksonville, but Richlands, the next town over, and Sneed's Ferry, that's staying with us now. And all indications from people I've talked to is some of it's underwater and some of it could be just in bad shape. I won't know until I get down there or get some eyes on it.
Right, right.
But
I didn't know if you'd been down there before.
No, I was I didn't get down there before, but, you know, things are the way everything is. I mean, still God is great and still in control. And I think the Carolinas are just lucky. My son lives in South Carolina and he's just getting rain. And man, you know, this could have been a lot worse, really worse.
Yeah.
But I know
I'm taking up
your time.
No, you're fine, JR. I was asking you some questions. I'm always glad to have a caller, so I'm not the only one doing the talking. And I appreciate your calling in.
I love it. I love the show, and I love talking to you. You know that.
Yes, sir. Well, likewise, and even in person. But
yep.
Well, JR, y'all stay safe, and thanks again for calling in and listening, and your support. I certainly appreciate that. It's good to have folks that listen on a regular basis, and I appreciate it.
Absolutely, man, and thank you for everything you do. Like I said, I love the show, and I look forward to next Sunday. And say hello to everybody for me, Stan.
I'll do it, JR. You take care.
All right, buddy. See you.
Bye-bye. All right. So that was one of our regular callers, and we appreciate that. Feel free to call me, guys. It's 914-219-0884. If you just want to comment, our email is averagejoe@carolina.rr.com. And that Joe has no E on the end. So averagejoe@carolina.rr.com. As I was telling JR, we've been really lucky with this storm because actually in all around the county here where we live, I've been seeing on Facebook and on the news that there's people's yards are flooding and bridges are flooding and roads are being washed out. And I've heard that this is, possibly a 1,000-year event so far as this kind of rain. The Florence, the hurricane was actually a Category 4 when it was coming in, when it was coming towards the shore. And fortunately, by the time it hit the shore, it was reduced to a Category 2. Unfortunately, all that really affects is the speed of the wind or the speed of the air moving, but it doesn't affect the amount of water that it drops. And unfortunately, it's a really slow-moving storm. It's moving at less than 10 miles per hour. So the folks on the coast, they just got hammered and just flooding. The pictures down there, always just about every episode I mention something about my dad. And I saw one picture of in Brunswick County where the church that he pastored back in the 70s, the property there is flooded, and a recreation or fellowship building that was actually built when he was there and, I was there, looks like it could possibly have some damage, and it's really sad to see that. It breaks my heart. And the bridge, I know the bridges are washed out in that community. One of my best friends, well, actually several of my best friends live in that area, and they're in bad shape as far as access to, getting out because of bridges being washed out and roads being washed out. It's really, really, we're getting the rain up here. We never did really have a lot of wind, even though there was enough that I think there have been some trees that have fallen, and people have lost power in the area. But, like I said, fortunately, we live up on a hill. We haven't lost any power. I'm going to knock on wood. I wouldn't be broadcasting today if I had a lost power. Well, actually, I guess I could. I could have probably done it from my phone. We didn't escape all the disaster. We actually had some water started coming in the basement in my mom's kitchen. And so that's what I've been doing this afternoon, was trying to clean that up. And then between Above Average Joe and my awesome grandson, Andrew, and myself, we were able to create a temporary water diversion device to help divert that water from going in where I think it was going in to get in the basement. And then thank God for shop vacs. We were able to suck all that water up. So I just hated it was down there on my mom. And, we will definitely be getting gutters after all this is over with. We had all the fascia done with vinyl and with metal a year or so ago. It's probably been about a year now. And, we had to take all the gutters off. and we hadn't put them back on yet. Now, that's a long story. We actually were going to get them put back on, and that's a story for another show on the vendor that we had to come out and put our gutters on. I'm not going to say anything about that right now, and I'm not going to trash their business, but that's the reason we don't have any gutters. I kind of got disgusted with it and hadn't put them back on and haven't had a problem until now. But, you know, who would have thunk we were going to have a hurricane come in this far? It's actually just a tropical storm right now. But 914, we've got about 3 or 4 minutes left here, 914-219-0884. I'd love to hear from you. Call in and we can talk about water. We can talk about the storm. We can talk about your favorite color if that's what you want to talk about. I'm not hardcore on staying with the subject matter. You should probably know that by now. We're very blessed, and I think, you know, I said that already about water here in this country. But one thing that Jim mentioned when he was talking about water was that, you know, with the situation in South Africa, in India, and in other places in the world, if this problem is not resolved, some of our next wars could be over, you know, access to water. I mean, you think about it. It's something you got to have. You know, we have a lot of war over oil, and that's another subject, another show right there. War and money, which is kind of one and the same in some ways. But you know, we want oil because of our cars and our plastics and all that. But we have to have water, and if we don't have water, then we're not, I know I'm spouting the obvious here, but it's a scary situation. There's a lot of people on this planet, and even though there's a lot of water on the planet, most of it is salt water, and I'm sure they're probably working or have been working on the technology to take the salt out of the water to help resolve this problem, and they can do that. I mean, they do it on ships. That's the way. If you go on a cruise ship or any ship, a warship or whatever, they take in salinated water, and they purify it and take the salt out, and that's where the water comes from. I mean, you're driving around in a big a big sea. You might as well use some of that water. But we're running out of time here, and again, I appreciate JR for calling in, and I appreciate Jim's suggestion on this subject, and I appreciate all of you for listening, and I know we've got people, I won't say all over the world, but we've got people in the United States and Canada, Norway, Philippines, Ireland, and I appreciate all of you listening. And hopefully our audience will continue to grow because, I enjoy it and I enjoy your feedback. Do email me if you got comments or suggestions, averagejoe@carolina.rr.com. And all of you out there that are in this area where the storm is, please continue to be safe. Don't get out in this weather. There's too many dangerous situations. So just, please stay safe, and we will be talking to you next week, hopefully. I hope everybody tunes in next week at 6:30. Not sure what we're going to be talking about, but I'll be posting it on Facebook, and I'll be looking forward to it. So you guys stay safe, and we'll talk at you next week.